doesn't matter, as long as one of us is working, the other one will be fine. And I said, well, I'm okay, I know how to cook, I know how to clean, I know how to look after kids. Well, I always cook.
You want me to cook? Yeah, you can cook. No, you can cook for them.
Bukas ang kanilang mga puso, maging ang kanilang tahanan. Si Mo at Samar ay mag-asawa mula sa Western Sydney na binibigay ang kanilang mga puso at tahanan para sa mga batang nangangailangan.
We can't change the world, but we can change a child's life. And if one day when that child grows up, for that one moment, if he's thought about doing something wrong, if my wife and I, our memories come into his mind, and he stops for that one second, and it helps him stop doing what he was going to do that was going to be wrong, then you know what? I'm very happy with that. If we can make that little difference in a child's life that makes them say, well, you know what? They didn't give up on me when I was younger. Yeah. I'm not going to give up on life. I'm going to keep going.
Sa nakaraang mga taon, sina Mo at Samar ay nag-alaga na ng ilang mga bata. Mula sa Arab-Muslim na pinagmulan, nakapagbigay na sila ng temporaryong tahanan at kultural na koneksyon sa mga batang may parehong pinagmulan. Ngunit kabilang din dito, ang mga kabataang nangangailangan ng pag-aalaga. Ayon kay Samar, ang kanilang tahanan ay bukas sa mga kabataan, maging ano paman ang pinagmulan nito.
Whatever nationality, we don't really mind, but we did say we just want Muslim children because, you know, we're both practicing Muslims. But then when we saw how much kids are coming into care, and so they all kids need love, they need somewhere to stay, they need somewhere to be happy, they just need somewhere to be kids.
Higit sa 43,000 ng mga kabataan ay nasa out-of-home care sa Australia, 15%'ng pagtaas mula taong 2011. Si Simone Check ay ang Acting Executive Director ng Pagdisenyo, Inubasyon, Kaligtasan at Pamamalagi sa New South Wales Family and Community Services. Ayon sa kanya, mayroong maraming dahilan sa likod ng pagtaas na ito, ngunit mayroon lamang isang partikular na issue.
The reason for the increase in the population is more about children staying longer in out-of-home care, so they're actually not returning home. So in years gone by, children would be restored more often than they are currently. And what that means is that we've needed more foster carers in the system.
35% ng lahat ng kabataan na nasa ilalim ng pangangalaga ay mga katutubo. Ngunit walang nasyonal na datos ukol sa kultural na pinagmulan ng ibang mga kabataan. Ang datos ay namamalagi sa estadong antas. Bagamat, halimbawa, 10% ng nasa New South Wales at 13% ng nasa Victoria ay inilalarawan na nagmula sa non-English speaking na pinagmulan. Ang mga ahensya na nagtatrabaho sa mga lokasyon na mayroong malaking multikultural na populasyon ay sinabi na ang bilang ay dumami pa at kanilang sinusubukan na makakuha pa ng mas maraming tagapag-alaga na mula sa iba't ibang pinagmulan. Ngunit ayon sa kanila, mayroon din itong kaakibat na mga hamon. Si Tamira Yarak ay out-of-home care manager ng Creating Links, isang ahensya na sinusubukang ilagay ang mga kabataang walang tagapangalaga sa mga tagapangalaga na pareho ang kultural na pinagmulan sa kanila. Kanyang ipinaliwanag ang kahirapan.
Culturally, foster care doesn't exist in some cultures. The word is hard to translate. We're having to do an education process with the community to just let them know what foster care is all about. Because in some communities, they don't understand what it is.
Ayon kay Yarak, ang pagtugma ng mga kabataan sa mga tagapangalaga na kapareho ang kultural na pinagmulan sa kanila ay maraming benepisyo.
I can care for a child, but I might not be able to teach them the Jewish way of things or the Buddhist way because I haven't been raised in that way. So it makes it hard for me to pass on those as much as I want to. It makes it really hard.
Ang Creating Links ay isang non-government agency sa New South Wales. Ito ay nakatuon sa paglalagay sa mga kabataan mula sa iba't ibang kultural na pinagmulan sa labas ng mainstream at kasalukuyang sinusuportahan ang 76 na kabataan mula sa out-of-home care. Ngunit ayon kay Yarak, hindi lahat ng mga kabataan ay nais na mailagay sa komunidad kung saan sila nang galing dahil sa nakaranas sila ng pang-aabuso at trauma sa komunidad na iyon.
There are occasions where kids are very adamant they don't want to go to the same cultural place. So then what we need to do is work really hard at developing a cultural plan to support the carer in maintaining the culture of that child. So it might be that we liaise with somebody from the community who then does a lot of that cultural understanding with that particular child and the carer.
Isang 18 taong gulang na bata na nagngangalang Sam ay nilisan ang tahanan ng kanyang tagapangalaga matapos niyang makitira dito ng ilang mga taon. Ayon sa kanya, ang pagtira sa isang tagapangalaga mula sa Lebanese Muslim na pinagmulan ay isang positibong karanasan para sa kanya.
I love you, they like you, you're part of the family. They're amazing. She's like my real mom. I don't look at her like she's my foster mom. Because like she grew me up, like she taught me how to be a man. She taught me like everything I know today.
Para kay Mo na nag-aalaga mula sa Western Sydney, ang kanyang paniniwala na ang maliliit na bagay ang magdudulot ng malaking pagbabago ang nagbibigay motibasyon sa kanya.
These children are our future and we all need to understand this. We have to give them a chance, and I keep on saying it, we have to give them a chance, because if we don't show them that we're more than willing to give them a chance, how are they going to believe that they have a chance in this world?
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.